Today's podcast is brought by the new Jay and Jack t-shirts for season 6. You can pick up your new Jay and Jack t-shirt at shopsamandnate.com or find the links on jayandjack.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Half Pint.
Okay, explain this one.
Little House on the Prairie.
Ah, very nice.
I was
very
throwing
nice.
A curveball. I knew no one was going to guess that one.
So now you're Bill Cosby.
Well, everyone, they're sitting their guesses in now. And I had Dimples, of course, because, you know, Sawyer and I, twins. And then he called Miles Sunshine. I had that written down. I go, no, Little House on the Prairie. I'm going with that one.
All right. Okay. I'll give it to you.
Hey, thanks.
We had a new episode tonight called Recon. And it was a very good episode. I hear some people kind of disappointed in this episode, but I really liked it.
It was good.
And I'll give more opinions in there.
It's
in
not the best of the season.
But you know, we'll get into the discussion and recap coming up next. But first, we have some updates on the tickets and when they're going to be available. The Orpheum,
closely,
which we are working with, has pushed back our ticket date to this Monday, coming Monday, which is the 22nd. So March 22nd, the day after our 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks. And it will be up at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That will be on Ticketmaster. And you will search Ticketmaster for Lost Video Contest, Lost Video Contest Party. And that is how the tickets will show up on Ticketmaster at March 22nd at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, quick update before we get into the recap. For those that want to send in their videos for the How Will It End contest, it needs to be in March 31st. So if you want a chance to win the Lost Replica Dharma Van, or even if you're one of the 10 finalists, you get a replica four-toed statue. Mm-hmm. You need to send it in by March 31st. All of the details are on globalcashcard.com/lost. And also, Jack, if you know our sponsor for today's episode, it's us. No. it's for
I'm cheap, so we're not getting anything.
It's for our new Jay and Jack t-shirts for season 6. It's a great design. It's a representation of Smokey, you know, in his more bony form.
What? That's throwing me a curveball.
They look awesome, and they're very piratey, which I like.
Well, that's good.
And so those are available on shopsamandnate.com, or if you are subscribed to the AAC feed, you can click right now the link on your iTunes page.
So cool.
So, Jack, now you're ready for some Lost recap?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Lost recap. Lost recap. Lost recap.
So good, Jack. That's why I want to still listen to it.
But you could always fast forward. Like everybody else.
Or flash forward.
Oh.
Tonight's episode was titled Recon, and it was a Sawyer-centric episode.
Yes, it was.
And was Sawyer making tea, or was it just dirt water?
It's probably dirt water.
Because aren't you just supposed to, like, have the tea after you pour the hot water?
You know, I don't like tea, so I don't care.
I like tea, and as far as I know, that's how it works, but I'm not a tea expert, so I don't know if you can
smell of tea.
But looking at Claire's makeshift tent there, if she's trying to, you know, stay under the radar, why does she have her crap just, you know, everywhere around that whole entire
Claire's
area?
A slob. Have you seen her?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
it looks like she had pieces of a plane, too.
Uh-huh.
So she was by herself.
But instead of making coffee, as Claire did for Sawyer, he made tea for Jin, who he let sleep in.
Yeah.
But Jin wants to get out of there because he wants to get back to Sun, but Sawyer makes the promise.
Well, I think he wanted to get away from Claire.
Yeah, well, she's a little creepy.
Well, not that, but crazy. Remember, he's told Claire, oh, no, Kate doesn't have your baby. The others had your baby. And now, wait, Claire's coming back? Oh, I got to get out of here.
Well, he doesn't know that Kate spilled the beans already.
Oh, Kate always spills the beans. Know. Everyone knows that Kate's not gonna, Kate can't keep a secret.
Is that a new Milton Bradley board game? Kate spills the beans.
Kate spills the beans, yeah.
But Sawyer promises Jin that they will not leave the island without Sutton.
That was nice.
That was honorable. It's nice to see that Sawyer is still retaining some of the more leadership traits that he had last season.
Well, Jin was loyal to him, mm-hmm. So he's going to be loyal to
exactly.
Back.
We then go to Sawyer's flash sideways, and it looks like he's pulling that same old con again.
Yeah.
But
it must be rough to be Sawyer pulling those cons with those ugly women he has to
do. Okay, but now, okay, well, we'll get it. But the girl, you know, calls him saying, this is, you know, my husband's a con man. You don't think I, you know,
you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're stupid.
He's a cop. She doesn't believe him. Then he says, LaFleur.
Well, he says, all I have to do is say one word and they're coming in.
And he says, LaFleur, which. LaFleur. So that's just a name that he's had in his head, obviously, and he still, regardless of the island or not, he still uses it. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And the cops bust in, and who is his partner? Miles.
So they're partners on the island and off the island.
And you know something?
Coincidence? I think not.
One of the top things on our Twitter feedback is people want, after the show, a Miles and Sawyer spinoff cop buddy cop
show. Okay, guys, welcome to the party. That I've been talking about for about a month now. I saw that. I go, hey, someone's been talking about Josh Holloway being the next Dirty Harry.
So here's the thing, though.
So welcome to the party, guys.
Now that we know that Sawyer wasn't conning this girl, he was getting paid to do what he was doing in that bedroom.
You know, sometimes you have to go, when you got to go undercover, you have to go undercover.
Undercovers.
There you go. And what's not a bad gig?
No. We go to commercial break. We come back to Claire and Kate, and Claire is kind of tidying up her mess of a tent, and she's looking at that creepy doll, man. It's just like, oof. And Kate sees her kind of tending to the
thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a name to give it, but it's,
I say
it's
we call
it. About
I
it
say we call it
out.
Baby J. What do you think?
No,
it kind of looks like a Baby J.
I was thinking more like Crappy Patch Kid or something.
Crappy Patch. Well, did you hear what Kate said to him? What is that thing?
Yeah, she does.
And Claire said, that's all I had.
It's all I had. It's all I had, Kate. Don't tell me how to raise my fake baby.
But you see the look she gave her? It's all I had. Why was Kate being so rude?
Okay, but if I was there, I'd be like, what the heck is going on?
I get
right
that,
now?
But she should understand. Claire was by herself for three years.
Yeah, I know.
Her baby, she had her baby.
Uh-huh.
So back off, Kate. And usually I'm usually back in Kate's back here, but now I'm sorry. Kate was wrong.
You're back
there.
In Kate's back.
Well, you know what I mean. Kate was wrong there. Kate was in the wrong.
Okay. Well, Man in Lock returns with his crew, and Sydney asks, you know, what happened to the other people? Wasn't she there? Wasn't she outside when they were trekking back? Didn't she see the carnage?
You know, she just doesn't get it.
But he goes to the kids and he says, "I'll keep you safe. I promise."
Hold on to that teddy bear tight.
Wink, wink. We then go to Kate and Sawyer, and Kate asks, so you're with him? And Sawyer says, I'm with no one.
Yeah.
You believe him?
Yeah, I do believe
him. Yeah, I do believe him. We then go to...
That's the old Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is the old Sawyer. We then go back to the flash sideways to Deputy James Ford's desk.
Yeah.
And he is calling up looking for some Anthony Coopers.
Hmm.
So it seems that even though maybe Locke and Anthony Cooper are on good terms, but it still seems that if this is the same Anthony Cooper...
Well, he's taking a different approach. Instead of being a criminal looking for Anthony Cooper, he's a cop looking for Anthony Cooper.
So then Miles is there, and Miles is kind of sensing something's up, and he's kind of keeping Miles out of the loop on what he's doing. But Miles also wants to set him up on a date.
Well, he asked him about Palm Springs. He goes, Palm Springs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Palm Springs.
And he talks about the Mai Tais.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, obviously, you know, you have too many Mai Tais. You forget you're in Palm Springs. I've heard that happens.
I didn't know they had Mai Tais in Palm Springs. I know that was a big thing. But he knows that Sawyer is lying.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe in the flash sideways, Sawyer's not as good of a liar. because he isn't.
No, he's not.
From the looks of it. We then go back to Sawyer and what I'm going to call them, the Lockies. Follow Lockies, huh? Huh?
That's fine. It's too late in the game for me to argue. I'm not battling on the Lockies. If you want to call them the Lockies, go ahead.
I think it works. The Lockies.
Go ahead. It works.
Man and Locke tells them that, you know, they're heading for a clearing and they can set up camp there for a few days. And Sawyer's like, a few days? I thought we're getting off this rock.
Yeah.
And obviously, Man and Locke does not like this. Says, Sawyer, can we talk in private, please?
Yeah, no one questions me. I'm the head cheese around here.
So then Man and Locke tells Sawyer that he is the smoke. And, you know, he's telling, it's kill or be killed. I gave him an option. They didn't listen to me. So I killed him.
I killed him.
I guess.
But why did they have to leave the temple? Why did he want him out of the temple? Because he needs everyone off the island?
Yeah, I think so.
In a temple sanctuary for them.
Well, so. Yeah, I just think he wants people on his side and he just wants to, yeah, he can't have anybody lingering. And I think you're right. You can't have
anyone left behind. No one can be left on the island.
Mm-hmm.
I think that proves it, that he can't have anybody left on that island. He can't leave until everyone's off.
Mm-hmm. But he wants him to go to his own mission, a recon mission, to go to the Hydra Island and find the Ajira plane and the people. And he's the best liar that he knows, and he wants to do some recon to find out what's going on. And they're going to fly the Ajira plane home. So I guess, you know... did we ever have a confirmation that the Ajira plane would be able to be flied again?
Would be able to fly again?
Yeah, would be able to fly again.
Well, how are they gonna turn it around?
Well, that and a clear runway. Clear Does runway. It have enough gas in it?
I don't know.
Maybe one of our more plane studied or plane enthusiast listeners can give us a call about that.
206-309-0311.
We then go back to the Flash sideways, and Sawyer is set up with none other than Charlotte, who looks very pretty with makeup on.
Yeah, she cleans up pretty nice.
Yes, because last time we saw her, she was very pale and had blood coming out of her nose.
Yeah, she looked kind of gross with the blood coming out of her nose and stuff. It really wasn't her fault, though.
But, you know, she tells that she's an archaeologist, so she's still an archaeologist, and she's kind of like Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
and
with a whip.
Yeah,
Sawyer has those cool lines.
He's got the moves.
Hey, with a whip, wouldn't you want
to? But she's just as forward as well, and they do the hibbity-dibbity. Yeah. This is a PG show.
Goes, you know what I mean. And I'm like, what? I don't get it. What do they mean? What?
I've been married for 21 years. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Come on. Oh. It's coming back to me.
So after they do the dirty, she needs a shirt. And,
yeah, here's where Charlotte should have been prepared and brought her own T-shirt. She could have had a Jay and Jack shirt. She went to Salmon8.
Shop78.com?
Yeah.
But she finds his Sawyer folder, which has some news clippings, pictures of his family, about, you know, what happened to him as a kid.
Now, he knows that's in there.
Exactly. And he told her to go in the top drawer.
Now, maybe he wasn't thinking, yeah, go check the top drawer for my T-shirt. But I didn't even see a T-shirt in the top drawer.
But if anyone knows any girl ever, they're going to be nosy and they're going to find
it. Oh, ho, ho, ho. That was Jay that said that.
What?
I'm not...
I think it's going to be, you know, girls, you know, they're curious.
I would say most everybody is curious.
Yes.
Not just girls.
But yes. So
first
Sawyer...
you said women have no souls.
I'm kidding. It's joking. It's a joke.
I don't know.
It's an observation. It's observational humor.
I guess.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Who am I? George Costanza?
No. No, you're Larry David.
Okay.
But Sawyer sees that she's looking at her folder, and he's not too happy about it.
What did you see?
Kicks her out.
What did you see? What'd you look at?
He's not be so sensitive.
Well, come on. It's a rough time for him.
Yeah, but he led her there to it. He needs a.
It wasn't a really nice folder, though. It's kind of like a kid's folder.
Well, he's had it probably since he was a kid.
Well, buy something new.
So then we go back out of the Flash sideways, and Sawyer gets to the Hydra Island. This whole time, I was expecting him to be shot on the canoe. I think you said the same thing.
We were all
thing
thinking
as well.
The same thing. But no,
going back to remember when the time jumping was happening.
Well, a lot of people have been talking about last week since they, yeah. they you know, the whole reunion thing that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't happen.
So he gets to the cages, and Kate's dress is still there.
Yeah. And he sees the dress and goes, memories.
So basically, this entire episode is just about Sawyer's love life. Looking back to his time in the cage, his time undercover, his time with Charlotte under the covers. Yeah.
I'm sure there was more that we just didn't see. It was on the editing room floor there.
Ah, okay. So then we go to Kate and Saeed back on the Big Island.
Saeed is just a... He's crazy Claire.
Worse than Claire. See, I'd rather have crazy Claire than just the quiet, creepy Saeed.
Kate goes, what's wrong, Saeed? I don't know.
What? And then Claire attacks Kate.
And she goes, Saeed, help me. Saeed,
and he just sits there looking at her.
Well, you know, I think maybe Saeed's just sick of Kate. He's just like, go ahead. Just stab her.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why I would want to kill Kate. But I don't think Saeed has any problems with Kate.
I wouldn't want to kill Kate. That's just wrong.
Not, you know, really kill her. You know, just.
I know what you mean. It's like he didn't even lift a finger.
I know. It's just weird.
He didn't even move.
And then, so Claire
You think he just kind of has mixed emotions what's going on right now?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe he feels bad that he wasn't as good as he said he was. You know, he's made a deal with the devil. So, and we saw what happened after Shannon died. He swallowed for like weeks. So.
That's right. He's a wallower.
Maybe he's just in his wallowing phase.
He's a wallower.
He is a wallower.
Yeah.
So then Claire tries to kill Kate. And Man and Locke stepping into action pulls her off.
Did you think Man and Locke was thinking that was Charlie?
Referencing season two when he punched Charlie.
I was kind of thinking, wow, he must be flashing back to Charlie.
Well, that was Locke and not the Man in Locke.
Well, you know, same thing.
But he had to knock some sense into Claire. And, you know.
He threw her like a rag doll.
He was not. I mean, he was very forceful. But then so then he kind of separates them and says he's going to talk to Claire and make sure Kate is okay. We then go back to Sawyer and he finds the Ajira plane. And
it looks in pretty good shape.
And then there's like a little path, and he looks and follows the little path, and he finds a big pile of dead people.
Yeah.
And but he also sees somebody else there.
Well, those dead people weren't smelling too good.
No.
Now, you think it was just the extras don't smell good? or is it they were dead?
Especially the extras that wear like purple hoodies.
Yeah.
Kind of knit purple hoodies.
I don't want to say anything, but maybe.
Kind of smelly.
maybe we'll ask this person on the 30-hour podcast. Don't they pass out deodorant when you're laying around?
or maybe Story was just smelling his boxers finally. It's like, ah, dang, maybe I should have washed these. So then,
you think he must have the same pair? Well, we haven't seen him in a while.
Maybe his underwear.
Maybe he swapped them out.
Maybe he's just going commando. I don't know. So then he follows this girl, and it's actually the first crossover episode with 30 Rock. It was Tina Fey.
Well, someone said, this is from Sam, sent us an email. You had to figure the Tina Fey-looking woman was lying, as if we're supposed to believe that the one person not to die was one collecting the wood.
It's very true. It's very true. And
because that's what she said. I was out collecting wood.
Yes.
And everyone else died.
We then go.
Of course, she was speaking.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that would have thrown it.
Exactly. We then go back to the flash sideways into the L.A. Police Department. And Liam, Charlie's brother, is there trying to find his brother,
What he was going to be there for?
I think so.
I think I said something like that. That's what he'd be there for, probably to get his brother out of jail or something.
Yeah.
Like that. We can go back and check the tapes, but I might have been right.
That was kind of Captain Obvious. I mean, do you really want...
I at this point...
Accolades for that?
I need anything, so yes.
All right. So then Sawyer walks through there, and Liam
asks...
Of course,
I probably didn't say that, and someone's going to...
And Liam asks, you know, for Sawyer's help, and Sawyer says, "Nah, I'm busy. It's not my department."
Yeah.
So then Miles confronts Sawyer, saying that he checked his credit card records.
Oh, he threw him up against the lockers.
Yeah, yeah. And he found that he went to Australia, not Palm Desert.
Palm Springs.
I'm sorry, Palm Springs. And he's ticked that...
he was on flight 815.
Exactly. A round trip.
Round trip.
And, you know, he's upset that he didn't... You know, he's supposed to be his partner.
Why are you lying to me?
Yeah.
Because I can.
But then Sawyer's still, you know, keeping everything a secret. And Miles does not want to be his partner anymore. So then Sawyer breaks a mirror.
Yeah. 7 years bad luck there, buddy.
Not a good idea.
Nope.
Not a good idea. So then we go back to Sawyer and Zoe, the Ajira-E, in quotation marks.
Now, I think everyone knew that she wasn't on the up.
Yeah, I mean, the writing was on the wall.
Come on.
The writing was on the wall.
Do they have guns?
saying she left, she was collecting wood, and she came back, and they're all dead.
Yeah. Come on.
Is that really her story? She couldn't work out something better than that.
Yeah.
But then she dragged all the bodies to that spot. She didn't feel it was right to let them sitting out there in the sun all day. We then go back to Kate and Manilock. Kate is in those not cool looking trees.
Bamboo, right?
No, it wasn't bamboo. There's those. I don't know the name of them, but I'm sure we're gonna get 1,000 emails now before Saturday.
Send them after Saturday. Attention, Jay.
Kate is crying, and Manilock comes up to her and apologizes.
Who's been the biggest crier on this season? I would say it's got to be Kate.
Yeah, probably Kate.
Sawyer's teared up a lot.
Like we said, Jax, he's teetering. He's on the brink.
Jack's not going to do it. Jack's not going to cry. I'm telling you right now. Jack will not cry.
But Manilock comes up and apologizes to her and says, you know, I had to give her something to hate. I had to give her something that would get her through this. So I guess that's a reasonable explanation. Do you think it's reasonable?
Yeah, you don't want to give her hope.
Well, I'm saying, like, in some situations, you got to have something to fight for. You got to have something to live for, you know?
I think hope would be better than hate.
Sometimes, though, I mean, you know, it's tough to say, but sometimes hate is stronger than hope, and that'll get you through something as tough as Claire probably had to get through.
I agree. Sometimes a good hate is good. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, sometimes it does get you through your roughest situations, but hope actually works a little better, though.
You think so? I mean, I, but I see Manlock's point. If he's tipping on the evil side, you know, he uses hate. It's like the Sith, you know? It's like the dark side.
That's true.
It's easier to use the dark side.
Yeah, because it's easier to hate than to hope.
The hope and love.
Yes. I hate you.
Let the sun shine in. So then Kate asks where Sawyer is, and Manlock's going to take her to see that. So then we go back to Sawyer and Zoe, and they're going to canoe, and that's when Sawyer calls her out. And then Zoe has a pretty effective whistle and brings out some people with guns.
Yeah, lots of guys with guns.
Yeah, so I guess we can assume Widmore is back on the island.
I think we all assume that.
But the thing is, though, these people don't look as mercenary-y as the last Widmore crew.
I think he's running out of tough people to find. They're all being killed off, and now...
these people just look like regular average Joes.
I'll go with you. Go over here.
But then all of them know how to use a gun.
Well, it's the island.
It doesn't work for Hurley, unfortunately.
No, he's the only one that can't work. Yeah. Use a gun.
We then go to Manilock and Kate, and he takes her to see the Hydra Island, and he tells Kate where Sawyer is. And,
well, Kate goes, you didn't have to bring me. Yeah, exactly. Just told me.
He says, I want to talk to you, and he talks about how his mom was crazy.
Yeah.
And this is kind of paralleling Locke, because his mom was crazy.
Right.
But he says, you know, before I looked like this many years ago, I had a mom, and she was crazy. And my life would have been different if not for, you know, the things that happened.
Right.
And he says, now we have a problem because Aaron, he has a crazy mother as well.
Well, is Claire crazy because he turned her into that? He made her crazy.
Good question. It's a very good question.
Whose fault is that? Going back to the whole hate thing.
Well, maybe he's acknowledging it's his fault and they have a problem now.
All right.
Possibly.
You got that. I'll give you.
We then go to Sawyer and Zoe, and Zoe takes them to the sub. And they're setting up little makeshift pylons.
Right.
There. The smoky, repelling pylons.
They go up pretty easily. You think they'd be a little heavier?
Uh-huh. We then go
I guess they're just made out of foam.
Sawyer in his place watching some Little House.
Little teary-eyed.
Yeah, you forget, you know,
well,
how...
who doesn't tear up when they're watching Little House on the Prairie?
The vice of Michael Landon. It's always good.
Yeah.
Always good. So he, you know, it touches his soul, and he goes to Charlotte for forgiveness with a sunflower and some beer. See, I thought he was going to Miles.
with a sunflower?
As a joke, you know?
Come on. Would you walk up to a...
But, you know, beer, you're going to go to a girl with beer. I mean, if I think you really want to be romantic or say wine, I would think would be more...
I'm telling you, he's setting up to be Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry would come with beer, not wine.
But she rejects him and kicks him to the curb.
She goes, really?
You kicked me out at 3 a.m. and you expect to, you know, come here with a sunflower.
Sorry, buddy.
So, poor Sawyer. We then go to Sawyer, who is taken to Widmore, but in the sub, there's a locked room.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is in the locked room?
I think it is. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. All right. So then Sawyer and Widmore have a conversation, and Sawyer says that he'll make a deal to bring Manilock to you, and you can kill him.
Yeah, because I don't care. I just want off this island.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to bring
me
some
and all my people.
I'm
going to
bring some people
boat.
Back, so it'd be... You obviously, Claire, Kate, Jin.
Probably the losties.
Probably thinking of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't, Cindy. There's only one canoe. Can't bring them all back.
They just could just swim. Just hold on to the bars, you know.
No.
Nope. Posts.
Nope. Someone's going to have to die. There's too many people around there to collect wood, and they need to die.
Well, Sawyer gets back to the main island, and Manilock's there, is there waiting for him. And he tells him exactly what he told Widmore and tells him that, you know, he set him up because once he's going to take him to Widmore, and then I figured you could turn the plan around on him and surprise him and take care of him. And which is good because I was thinking, I was like, man, how's he going to lie his way out of this one? But he's like, he was just straight up.
I think he
knows how to lie.
Well, I don't think he's lying. He's just playing them both against each other. Like
that's
he said.
Saying, he's playing them both.
Yeah.
We then go to the Flash sideways and... I guess he did. He just went for the straight up asking Miles to come over instead of the sunflower beer routine.
Yeah, I think. Well, you know,
but he comes clean to Miles, and
he shows him the folder. Sawyer file.
Yep, Sawyer folder, or binder, and he says, "You know, I didn't want to tell you because I knew you'd tell me to not to do it. Talk me out of it.
You know, I would."
Yep. And at this time, a car crashes into the back of Sawyer's car. And the person runs out of it. And
I think everyone knew who it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this late in the game, they're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
The twist would have been if it wasn't Kate.
I think so, yeah. But then who would have really been to make it, like, significant to their story, you know?
Could have been Juliet.
No, I think it had to be Kate.
Okay.
A runaway in a car.
Runaway!
So they track this person down, and it is Kate. And then we got a good old SOB out of
him. I was thinking earlier when he was, we found out he was a cop, they go, then why did he let Kate go?
Exactly. Maybe he just felt for her.
Yeah.
He had the connection. We then go back to the island where, so he goes up to Kate and says, what are we having? We're having rabbits.
I'm good. I'm hungry.
I thought it was duck season.
Have you seen a duck on the island?
So then Kate asks him again, you know, why...
Have we seen a rabbit? Oh, we saw two split.
Well, the white numbered rabbits.
That's true, yeah, the Ben's
maybe
rabbit.
They ran off and reproduced.
That's true. Forgot about the number 8.
Now they're up to like the 70s now.
What was the number on the rabbit? Why am I bringing this up? Never mind. Forget I said that.
God, you're really bad at this game. Kate asks, why are you doing stuff for him? Why are you doing stuff for Locke? He's like, I'm not... I'm going to play them against each other. They can battle it out. And you and I are going to get off this island. He says, well, how are we going to fly a plane? He says, no, we're taking the sub.
Now, did he...
Because, of course, you know, he's a experienced sub.
Yeah, I would think flying the plane would probably be easier than the sub, wouldn't it?
I don't know how you do either, quite honestly.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe he's thinking he captures the...
the pilot and, like, forces...
The sub commander. Sub commander.
What would you call a sub driver?
Sub commander.
Sub commander?
Sure.
Sub captain?
Sub captain.
So, overall, wasn't a barn burner. But you know what, though? As more of these shows, the more episodes come up, the more I just see myself just sitting back and just enjoying
it. We had the
it.
Call a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. And
I didn't think, I love this episode. I thought it had a lot of great development. I thought it had a lot of information. People are saying this is a little slow. I mean, go back to season 2 or season 3, and then you'll see slow.
I didn't think it was slow. I thought it just was a steady pace. It was just a marathon. It was
but,
just a steady race.
I really enjoyed this episode. I think the only one so far this season where I really was kind of iffy was the Kate episode. But I really enjoy this episode. I like the Flash sideways. I like that he's not a con. I like that he's a cop. I like that he's in this other reality that he's paired up with Miles because they're a good pairing on the island. And, you know, I like that. I like the overall feel. And I like where the story's going with Sawyer now that him and Kate are intertwined as well.
Right.
So overall, I really like this episode.
I thought it was a very good episode.
So that's what we thought, Jack. What do you say we get into what everybody else thought?
I say we do it.
But first, let's get into a word from our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by the new shirts at ShopSamAndNate.com. Yes, the new Jay and Jack Season 6 Lost Podcast shirts, which feature a representation of good old Smokey.
It's the last one.
Well, maybe we'll have like one more, a couple more commemorative ones, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how these ones do. But remember, all our shirts are limited editions, so go to ShopSamAndNate right now, check out the Lost with Jay and Jack section, and pick up your Season 6 Lost Podcast t-shirt, which is a Smokey variant. And as with most of our shirts, this one features a lot of little hidden clues and little Easter eggs within the shirt, so see if you can find them. So once again, go to ShopSamAndNate.com or click the link right now in the AAC feed.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of calls and tweets and news to get into. But first, we have this email that I think is apropos to this
episode. Yeah, I really didn't think about it until I read this email.
So here it is. It's titled, Sawyer Sucks. Okay, I am mad. This episode was ridiculous.
This is all uppercase.
Well, that's why I'm like trying to put emphasis on the
words. I'm just saying that, well, I'm trying to the listeners to get... This person is mad.
Juliet just died, and Sawyer's already completely flirting with Kate. He's such a pig.
Well, come on, it is Kate.
Wasn't he just crying about he was going to marry Juliet in the last episode? I mean, if he cared...
But hold on a second. He did throw the ring away, so I think it's over.
So much. Why is he stroking Kate's dress? I don't really care about the triangle that much, but this is a total character assassination. You can't just make a character seem like he's so in love with somebody and somebody he was with for 3 years and then have the character act like it never happened. Epic fail.
Well, is he?
I think that's a little harsh on
Sawyer. Is he using Kate, though?
No, well, he's not. I don't think he's using Kate. I think he still cares for Kate.
I'm just trying to give Sawyer an out. I'm trying to help the guy out.
He obviously still cares for Kate, and he still cared for Kate when she came back.
And Juliet knew that because when they stopped by Rose and Bernard, who retired.
I think he was true with Juliet. He did love her. I mean, the man was totally emo there for a while. I mean, did you see his underwear? The guy was drinking his sorrows away.
Maybe he's on the Claire plan.
No, I mean, he at least he grieved. He did grieve. And maybe he let it go when he threw the engagement ring into the ocean.
That's what I said. Bets are off.
So, I mean, it's not as bad as just all of a sudden, bam, it's happening. You got to remember, Sawyer wasn't even around for the past couple episodes. So he's had time to think about it. He's had time. So he's not already making out with Kate.
He's thinking about it.
But, you know, it's just...
He could have walked up to Saeed and said, hey, what's for dinner? And Saeed said, I don't know, I don't care.
Well, because all in all, they have a special connection. They're obviously friends. They've
or
been
Jen.
Together.
Could have went back to Jen.
For a long time. And I think out of everybody on the island, Sawyer probably feels most connected to Kate and most comfortable around her. So, you know, I don't... So give Sawyer some credit. I don't think he's a pig. It's not as bad as he was as Claire. Just like, Charlie who?
You want some coffee.
So, you know, I don't think it's that bad. That's just my opinion. Jack?
I think there's got to be some kind of... At least a week.
It's been a while. Come on.
It hasn't been. It's been a day, I think. A day or two.
Okay, but still, he's not making out with the girl. He's just talking to her.
All right, any bets on if he makes out with her before this season ends?
Of course he's going to make out with her before the season ends, but it's not happening today.
All right, what if it happens on the next episode?
Then maybe you have an argument, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next episode.
All right.
All right, so Jack, we have some phone calls to get into, so what do you say we do that?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Diane from PA. Just finished watching the Sawyer episode and really thought another good one. Just a couple lighthearted comments. Number one, I think Sawyer knew Zoe was a fraud. on the beach as soon as she said that she was carrying wood and she survived, because there's no way if you're out gathering wood that you're going to be the one that stays alive. That's when he knew right then that she was trying to con him. And number two, when he came back to Kate and she was cooking rabbits, I think I was expecting her to say that, oh, it was a white one that had a number on it, and maybe he might decide not to eat that one. But just a couple little humorous thoughts I had. But enjoy your guys' show. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Christian in Chicago. Great episode of Lost Tonight. Love your show. Listen to it all the time. Wanted to make a suggestion for the contest. I thought maybe we should be making predictions about how many women Sawyer will sleep with by the end of the show. Maybe we could restrict it to major characters, but either way, I think it would be kind of a funny, interesting category to do. Look forward to listening to you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Mary from Fernandina Beach, Florida. Just got done watching Recon, and words cannot express how much I hated this episode. The whole time, I just kept waiting for it to get better, and it never did. It was terrible. Everything was out of character. The dialogue was just so not the Lost that I fell in love with, and I can't help but feel a little let down by this season. Maybe I was spoiled by Dr. Linus and it being such a great episode, but I just can't believe how angry I am at this episode. Bringing in Charlotte in the parallel universe or whatever was pointless, and it was just bad. I don't know. Hopefully next week will be better. I'm looking forward to next week, but can't wait to hear what you guys thought. Bye.
All right, Mary, breathe with me. Breathe, okay. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in.
You didn't breathe in and breathe out.
Breathe out. I get lightheaded. I can't do it, but she has to do it. I think there's going to be a lot of people who didn't like this episode.
But I don't understand. It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad episode.
I don't think it was a great episode. I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was a very good episode, but I think there's going to be a lot of people like Mary that didn't like it.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
And I'm just giving you a hard time, Mary. You do whatever you want. Scream, yell. Punch Jay in the face. You need a... That's what we need to get, like a doll.
Like remember those old like blow up things with a little sand in the bottom?
Yeah,
you, like, punch it.
The bozo, but have Jay's face on it, and you can just keep punching it, and you'll feel better. Oh, I feel so much better.
That's the next thing on ShopSalmon8.com.
This episode was horrible. Of course, you know, after this episode, the thing would be all torn apart because it'd be your face. Make people happy. The next caller, Christian, a Sawyer sleeping with women count. You know, I already have enough trouble counting the dudes. The dude counts from Hurley. I just can't keep up. There's no way. There's just no way.
Yeah, that would be a heck of a competition.
Then you're going to have the whole, did he actually sleep with her? Well, you know, because, you know, we have to have that thing, did he or did he not? No.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that territory.
No, I don't want to get in that territory. It's hard enough looking at, what did Jack cry or did he not cry? We already got that problem going on where people go, I think he cried. I think he didn't cry. I don't want to get into that one. Yeah, we're a family show.
Yeah.
So Lost may not be a family show, but we're a family podcast. So.
Oh, man.
And then Diane had some of the same that we had the earlier email. I think a lot of people thought that.
Exactly.
Because the log-carrying people die. So she's a fraud. Mm-hmm. And the whole rabbit, that would have been funny if it had a number on it. That would have been funny. I would have laughed.
You know, I was almost thinking, you know, like, going back to Of Mice and Men, like how Kate was talking about the rabbits, and then Sawyer's just going to shoot her once he took out his gun.
Yeah, that would be funny. What's with your hate for Kate today? What did Kate do wrong in this episode?
I don't know.
Sawyer's car. Cop car. Or not, I guess.
Which is dangerous. Dangerous.
Hate's always on the run.
Scary.
Hate's always on the run.
All right, Jack, you ready?
Why is she still in L.A.? Go to a smaller town where nobody knows you.
Exactly.
Where no one's looking for you, Kate.
It's called Barstow.
Just don't hang out at that McDonald's in Barstow because everybody stops there.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Freeman Tim in Detroit. Just calling to throw my 2 cents in for tonight's episode. I really like the idea of Sawyer and Miles working as a police, team. And I think, you know, if there's a spinoff, I could watch that every week. The rest of the story was not too bad. Definitely think that for the rest of the season, it's definitely one to just kind of sit there and watch and enjoy and take in what they dish out and enjoy the rest of the season. I do like how Sawyer is playing both Widmore and Locke against each other. Should be interesting to see how that turns out. Anyway, I enjoyed the show tonight. Looking forward to listening to the podcast. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. My name is Lewis. I'm calling from Michigan. I'm a long-time, first-time caller, blah, blah, blah. Here's my crackpot theory. I'm thinking that Jacob and Smokey knew that the pilot of 815 was a game changer. That's why Smokey went out of his way in episode 1 to take out the pilot, not knowing that Lapidus overslept and missed the flight, which we're going to find out was Jacob's doing. I think we're going to also find out that Wallace is Lapidus in the same way that Ford is Sawyer. The reason 108's crossed out on the cave is because Smokey thinks he took him out of the running, ensuring his victory. That's my crackpot theory. Thanks.
Hey, Jane Jack. Terry from Michigan. Finished recon tonight. It was all right. I'm curious about what the deal is with Man in Black's mom. He seems to have mommy issues, and he was kind of comparing himself to how Aaron has mommy issues and all that stuff. So I wonder what that's all about. And thanks a lot, Lost, for having another what's in the what. You know, it's what's in the hats, what's in the box, who's in the coffin. Now it's what's in the locked door in the sub. So look forward to your guys' thoughts and everyone else's. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you for those calls. And I agree. It's just like when he went to the lock, it's like, oh, man, really? Come on.
Well, I think it's beer and sunflowers.
Or sunflower seeds.
But Widmore, you know, Widmore has the same approach to fixing things with women that Sawyer has. So he didn't want Sawyer getting
That's how he's going to kill. That's how you kill Man in Lock. Is you have to have sunflowers beer. And beer.
Beer. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Softens him up.
I guess.
It is funny, though. They have to keep giving us questions. But again, hey, I'm cool with it. I'm just going with the flow.
We've made our peace.
And then, Lewis, I like his theory that, you know, that I do think there was a reason why the pilot was killed. And that maybe Lapidus is Wallace. We've had a lot of emails on that. So, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Good.
And then Freeman Tim, he really liked a buddy cop. Didn't we, a couple seasons ago, have a buddy cop with Hurley and Sawyer?
Hurley and Sawyer, yeah. One of our listeners.
Ace the Chase.
I think, yeah, Ace the Chase Sheen did a cool commercial for like a buddy cop show.
Buddy
with
cop
Hurley
show with
Sawyer.
Hurley and Sawyer.
Yeah.
Because they were doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started joking around. So it keeps coming back to Sawyer, Josh Holloway. Being dirty hair. Now he said he wanted to be a cop ever since he saw Steve McQueen in Bullet. Yeah, it was a good one. But come on, really?
Bullet is better than Dirty Harry, in my opinion.
What?
Bullet the Mustang? Come on,
that's just crazy talk. Nothing's better than Dirty Harry.
There's a lot of things better than. I mean, I like Dirty Harry. I'm not
as a cop movie.
Yeah, I think Bullet's better. It's a better movie.
No.
Steve McQueen. If I had to put that's a tough one. But if I had to put
Steve McQueen is cool. Don't get me wrong. If I could be,
well, I'm saying like who wins, Steve McQueen or Dirty or Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
But did Steve McQueen ever make Bridges of Madison County?
No. Well, he had to have done some chick flicks somewhere down the line.
No, he didn't. Like he was even offered to do Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And he said, "Nah, this is just not my type of movie." You
well, I know
get somebody
in the Great Escape, he had his part written to make him a hero. He was just supposed to be one of the ensemble. You know, like everyone's like an ensemble. You know, James Dark. Yeah. They were all just part of the team. He said, "No, I need to be a hero."
So yeah,
that's what I heard watching the making of The Great Escape, which is a great movie.
But we digress.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Jack, we have a lot of you tweet backs to get into. So what do you say we do it?
Do it.
All right, here we go. All right, it's you tweet back time, pooling feedback from our ublog.org discussions and Twitter.
You going to make it over there?
I think so. But first, we're going to start with some comments from the ublog episode discussion post. And here we go. This is from Jeremy in Mississippi. Well, Sawyer always did call Miles his deputy.
He did.
This one's from Nay's Way. If Man in Black has supernatural powers that turn into black smoke, why would he need a plane to leave the island? Does the smoke radius only go so far? Is there an ash ring around the island?
Well, maybe he can't leave his smoky.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's what I maybe think it probably is.
Because I was thinking today, we've never really seen Man in Lock kill anybody.
Uh-uh.
It's always when he's smoky.
Mm.
So maybe Jacob and Locke, Man in Lock being the same guy because there's good and bad. He seems to be pretty good as Man in Lock.
Uh-huh.
I mean, have you really, other than slapping Claire and throwing her to the side, but he was doing it to save Kate.
Uh-huh.
Has he ever done it, other than, well, he did push Jacob into the fire, but Jake, that could have been a mercy killing.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Jacob wasn't,
he
wasn't going to live anyway.
Burning to death, it's not that bad.
Well, you know, be honest with you, he was going to bleed out, so.
But from what I hear, burning to death is one of the worst ways to die.
It probably was, but he was probably, in his mind, was probably doing the right thing. But seriously, have we ever seen him do it as
not in his human form? No,
even human form. So, is he the good? Is he's good when he's Man in Lock? And still, again, they couldn't.
But I think this disrupts your.
But I'm saying that too. Even Widmore, when he goes, oh, he knows his name. Just give us the name. Tell us who he is.
Yeah.
And people keep saying, is it really that important to the story? No, it's important to me. I need to know. I think a lot of people want to know what his name is. Don't
yeah,
you?
It's well because people want to associate him with somebody.
Right.
This next one's from Jaylen 1980. Or we could just say no name. When Locke punched Claire.
Jaylen has no name?
No, I'm just saying like why we like names.
I like names.
That's what I'm saying. So are we just say no name or that person's name because we know it's Jaylen 1980.
Hey, you.
So when Locke punched Claire, wow, that was a snooky punch. On a serious note, you don't know, Snooki, that's from Jersey Shore.
Oh, when she got punched.
Yeah.
I don't watch the show, but I saw it on, your mom was watching some entertainment show.
On a serious note, the part of the Bible where it discusses about Jacob and Esau, I think this is more proof that this is a story of Jacob and Esau. Because his father, Isaac, loved Jacob, and his mother loved, his father loved Esau, and his mother loved Jacob.
Right.
And I think we discussed
this. So that's
why
his mom is crazy?
Well, yeah, or they just didn't get along. There's kind of the friction there between the two.
Nah, I'm still not buying it.
This one's from Chris in Boston.
I hate this one already.
Growing pains equals split personality equals Man in Lock equals Jacob equals one person.
I love that. Great one.
Brad in Indiana.
Hey, what show was the kid? The guy that was leading.
You think he's inside? IMDb.
He's a child actor. Because he has the same face.
Okay. This next one's from Brad in Indiana. Let's take a step further than even Jack would go. Maybe Jacob suffers from dissociative identity disorder, multiple personality, and Jacob Man in Lock, Albert Sawyer, Aaron, and Vincent are all the same person.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Debbie says after Man in Lock comparing his mom to Claire, it always seems to go back to Aaron.
It's always about Aaron. He's supposed to be important to the story.
Yeah, supposed to be. Bondi, Elk, or 1K, John Locke will probably blow up his sub. Seen it coming since season 3. last but not least.
Well, if you want to get up, but he wants to get up. This guy wants to get off the island.
Yeah.
John Locke didn't want to get off the island.
Hosea says, oh no, this newfound forgiveness mean that Claire is not going to kill Kate? Was so looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset that Claire didn't finish the job. Come on. Do we really think Claire was going to kill Kate?
It'd be shocking. It'd be shocking. And let's go to the tweets.
Now, would people, would they be, oh my God, they killed Kate? Would all these people who want Kate to die, would they be upset?
You know, like in New Orleans after the Saints won the Super Bowl, I think it would be like that.
You think so?
I'm just kidding.
They're all going to Disneyland?
I really don't hate Kate. I have no problems with Kate. I was making fun. All right, this next one's, these are the tweets. So this is from O Judy. So Sawyer's a cop and
Judy.
So Sawyer's a cop and a man-ho. No wonder he can't look in the mirror.
Oh.
This one starts from Ice Bender. Is the crazy mom Man in Lock is talking about maybe Eve? Is Jacob and Black Man in Black's parents Adam and Eve?
Maybe.
This next one's from Leha3318. I know Jay enjoyed this episode. Claire got biatch slapped.
Now, were you happy about that?
No, it was, I was shocked. No, I never promote violence against women.
Yeah, I never like it. I don't. Uh-huh. I don't like when that happens. But I understand it's important to the plot of the story.
Well, he's trying to knock some sense.
Well, I didn't like it last year when Phil smacked.
Juliet. Yeah,
but Phil got his.
Uh huh. He did. He did. This next one's from Ricardus Alpert. Will Ben and Widmore have to team up and defeat Man in Lock?
That'd be interesting. Maybe.
Cry Lee Mick. Love tonight's loss, especially the Flash sideways. Can we make the Miles and Sawyer cop show a weekly thing? I agree.
But you think they'd want to do that?
No.
He's going to want to play Dirty Harry.
Ben Talk says, so we need a pilot to fly the plane because it's too complicated. Let's take a nuclear sub instead. That would be easier. Very true. This next one's from
John. Why don't you just build a raft?
Yeah.
And then you can have like a little.
Well, we saw what happened last time they built the raft.
Well, you can have a raft, then you have a little volleyball on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But that's only really good for like one person.
That's true.
It wasn't even good enough for a volleyball. John Bullerwell says, love the episode, betting it's either Desmond or the kidnapped Pope in the lock sub room.
Could be.
Hey, Sue, how's it going?
Hey, Sue.
Do you think Sawyer changed his underwear yet? I hope so.
Well, we debated that earlier. Yeah. I guess after a while, you just don't. I don't even want to go. I was going to go with it, but I don't want to go there.
Miss Brooke Teeny. Oh, come on, man. Miss Brooke Teeny says, did Sawyer actually bring a sunflower and six pack to apologize?
Okay, here's my thing. A lot of these ladies are complaining about it, aren't they? We've seen a lot of...
Ladies were not happy with Sawyer in this episode.
Okay, but a lot of ladies are complaining that Sawyer showed up to apologize with a six-pack and his... I'm thinking if Josh Holloway showed up, or Sawyer showed up with nothing, they'd say, okay, I was wrong. Come on, really. All these ladies complaining. Let's be honest.
So is that what guys need to do when they're in trouble? They need to have, hire Josh Holloway. I'm sorry. Here's Josh Holloway.
That'd make a great commercial. That could be a great thing on Jimmy Kimmel.
That would be the great apology thing.
Hey, I'm really sorry. I brought Josh Holloway. But would that help you out, though? Right away with Josh. Well, she's thinking, okay, Josh Holloway, you.
So well, Josh Holloway isn't staying. He isn't staying.
Well, how's that helping you, though, if he leaves and you, it's not helping you.
Yeah.
It's not, because it's a letdown.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is from MWG0415. The lone survivor was gathering logs.
I think everyone caught on to that.
Yeah.
You think they're saying something there that she was carrying logs and she's the lone survivor?
Uh-huh. Hey, Sue said again, is Jay jealous that Locke got to slap Claire? Jeez, what do people think of me?
They think you hate people. You hate women.
Yes, but I don't hate women, and I wouldn't hate
you said
a
they
woman.
Have no souls. I forget you said something.
It's a joke. It's a joke I have between Colleen and I because she's always so cold, so I just joke that she has no soul.
You said all women, though.
Well, a lot of women are cold like that. Like my sister, Heather's cold like that.
You're not getting out of this.
It's a joke. I'm joking. Goodness, I don't believe it. And
But if you joke long enough, you'll start to believe it. That's a problem. It starts sinking in. And you're going to get to the point that sunflower plant and a flower and six-pack is not going to get you out of trouble.
This last one here is from Dave MN. Claire's Skeletubby.
Skeletubby.
Never ceases to freak me out. I like that one. That's pretty good. I like that. Oh man! All right, Jack.
Was that like a horror show? Skeletubbies. Oh my god, that's funny.
All right, Jack, you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Not after that. I just
ready to go now.
I got Skeletubbies in my brain. Let's see. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we have seen that you can't kill Man in Lock.
As far as we've seen so far,
Bram and his people shot at him.
Said stabbed him.
Said stabbed him, and even Man in Lock, after he stabbed him, what'd he say? He couldn't say hello. He didn't get angry. He didn't turn around and stab Said back.
Well, he's on a mission.
Well, there's a good side and a bad side to Manilok. Could they be one and the same? But that's not my theory.
Manilok's one and the same with Manilok?
Well, you know, he's Jacob and he's...
Okay, all right.
Either way. We see that there's something locked up in the submarine.
Yes.
Now, I think most people at first were thinking it's Penny and Dez. I'm saying no.
Okay, what are you saying then?
It's someone related to Manilok. Because they can't kill him. The sonic fence is only there to keep him from...
Well, who's left that's related to him?
It could be a child. It could be his wife. Why does he want to get off the island so bad? Why does he want to get off the island so bad?
I don't know.
He has to. Maybe he's going to his wife.
I think she'd be long dead by now.
Not if she was touched in, like Richard, who is...
True.
He'd live forever. So it's somebody that he is related to, either a wife... A girlfriend, maybe his mom, maybe his dad. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, okay.
What else would it be? Unless they have some kind of weapon in there.
I think maybe some kind of weapon.
Would you really have to have two locks on it? I think there were two locks on it. I have to go back and watch it again. There was
There was at least two locks, at least two.
Yeah, so would you need two locks on this weapon?
Oh, yeah.
If people are loyal to Widmore, why would they... And I think we could throw out the thing that Widmore's working for someone else. A lot of people thought that Widmore was working for someone else. I said, and I think we now have the trifecta where people have always said there's going to be three groups eventually.
Uh-huh.
And I think now we have the three groups.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Okay, so your crack of theory is?
It's either his wife or a loved one, maybe his child.
Uh-huh.
He wants to get off the island. Maybe like Dogen. He couldn't get off the island, right?
Uh-huh.
He'd never see his kid again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Maybe Manilok.
I mean, it has good credence, but again, the time thing is going to be an issue.
But I'm saying that, if Widmore has to have the upper hand, the Smokey comes in and sees, you got a gun or something.
Yeah,
there's
got
to be something. Then
I see your point.
There has to be some way where they can kill her, him, whatever it is.
Okay.
It's going to be it's leverage to get what he wants.
Okay. And that is?
I'm sticking to it.
Your crackpot theory?
And I'm sticking to it.
All right. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay.
If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's against lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out jayandjack.com for all important information related to the show, including our 30-hour podcast Autism Speaks.
There is important information on there now.
And there's a link. If you've been following us on Twitter, you know that the auction is up and running for our 30-hour Autism Speaks. A lot of good stuff up there.
Things are going like hotcakes.
Yes.
The DVD set is already up to 562.
The one signed by the cast members from the red carpet.
Right.
And so it's going fast, but it will end on Sunday.
And we will have, during the 30-hour podcast, we're going to have a link on the Jay and Jack. You're going to put a link of the auction. And we have also adding new stuff every day.
Yeah.
We're going to have the VIP tickets. People have been asking about the VIP tickets. They will be up on the auction block. We're just trying to figure out a way to call it the golden tickets or something like VIP tickets that will have the VIP pass. That will give you access to everywhere in the theater. Backstage with the VIPs, everywhere sitting down low, wherever we're at, you can go. You have access to the whole theater, and it's going to have also...
I don't think we can say that, because maybe there's probably parts of the theater we can't go into.
No, this VIP pass, it's like a golden ticket. You can go wherever you want.
Like the fast pass.
Yeah, I don't know, but you have access to wherever we can go, you can go. And it's also going to have a global cash card in there that will have cash on it.
Interesting.
So, and if I'm gonna wait on the amount,
okay,
we'll see when it's posted.
But yes, it will be on Ustream, and for those that know our Ustream page, it is on there. Or just go to Ustream and search Jay and Jack, and you should see it there. And the links will be posted on jayandjack.com. Remember, it starts at 12 o'clock on Saturday. And
I was talking about the auction.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but for the 30-hour Autism Speaks,
starting at 12 noon, it's gonna be opening. Then we're gonna do our
Eastern Standard Time.
Damon Lindelof, we weren't sure last week. He's going to be on at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
On Saturday.
So Saturday.
That's probably one of the bigger ones that you probably want to be paying attention to. It's 7 o'clock on Saturday, Eastern Saturday.
And we are working on recording. PM.
Yes.
Recording the whole thing so you can listen to it if you can't listen to it live. People have been asking where to send the donations. If you want to send a check, you make it out to Autism Speaks. Do not make it out to Jay and Jack, please. But you send it to Jay and Jack at P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. We'll also post that on the message board and everything. Also, we're going to have, you'll be able to take credit cards, but this year we can only take a minimum of $20 because it's going directly to Autism Speaks. Last year we used PayPal and we had some problems with it. So now it's going directly to Autism Speaks. You can.
And well, we have a page set up on Autism Speaks.
So they're not taking. Last year with PayPal, they charge per credit card.
Yeah, which ended up taking, you know, we try to give as much money as possible. We don't like wasting money.
Because every penny, penny we raise
goes
to Autism Speaks. So this time, using this system, every penny will go to Autism Speaks.
There's no PayPal fees or anything like that. So we'll have that page given.
There'll be a link on our website that you can do that. And also probably we can probably post it on Ustream every now and then.
Yeah, we'll post on Ustream, tell people where to go, et cetera.
Like, so we got the auction going on.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, make sure you say that right because I'm tired of answering those emails.
Et cetera.
I don't know.
It's your fault with your stupid mailbox, et cetera. And then that's how you said it when I was a little kid. So that's how
I called it a lot of things. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's 30 hours. We're going to do 25 of the hours. I remember during Darmalar's segment, During Ralph's segment from 9 to 11, if we raise $1,516.23 during those 2 hours, he and Ben will reunite, and Ryan. And did we find out Jimmy's doing?
Oh, he's got to be on there, too.
Yeah, Jimmy's got to be back. He was the key to the show.
He was. He was the best part of that show.
Ralph is like, you know what Ralph is like?
Who?
Smokey. If you don't follow him, I'm just saying. Wiped him out. I'm kidding, of course. But no, if we do raise that amount of money during that time,
the D-Lars will be back.
Also, Ryan and Jen from at 1:30 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our top 10 favorite TV movie
scores.
Soundtracks. I'm getting sick just in time for the 30-hour podcast. Isn't that great?
That is great.
But anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a podcast on Thursday. We'll have more announcements.
The full schedule is on janejack.com as well.
Yeah, if you just go on Janejack, the front page, 30-hour podcast. Cool. Ready to go.
All right.
I got to get out of here before you pass out.
I think.
I'll be all right.
Once again, some quick updates, though. Remember, March 31st, last date, you can send in your contest submissions for the How Will It End contest. Get more details at globalcashcard.com.
Hey, I have a question. Okay. People have been asking, I've had a couple of people ask, can they use music like Michael Giacchino's music from Lost? Can they use it in their video?
Yeah, go ahead. It's for fans. It's not for a profit or anything like that.
Okay.
We're not putting it on YouTube.
Because I've been asking and haven't got an answer back.
I think you have to. I mean, you got to have that music.
Dun, all right.
Dun, 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 stupid.
Well, so you're saying if people don't send it in, they won't win?
No, I'm just saying.
By
the way, I forgot. I think we're about to say this, but congrats to Michael Giacchino for winning the Oscar for best score for Up.
I know, I was excited.
Which was an awesome score, and I love that movie.
Is that going to be in your top 10 movie soundtracks of all time?
I don't know. I don't think so. I got a lot.
Really?
Also, want to give a shout out to Kyle Hoynacki, a former Iceplex
employee. Yeah, I saw that.
Just started listening to our show.
Well, I don't know if I should give him a shout out because he just started listening.
But now his name's Kyle McCoy, so now I want to know why he changed his name.
Did he get married?
He got married, but so did he change his name instead?
Was that part of the deal? I'm not going to go by that name. Are you going to be McAllister?
It's a long name either way.
But at least people can pronounce McAllister.
Yeah, it's true.
McAllister.
But it's going to be Glatfelter.
Yeah, man up.
Yeah, exactly. Colleen's already accepted it, but her name's going to be Colleen Helen Glatfelt. They're just like, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not that bad.
Colleen Helen Glatfelt?
No, it's that bad.
Not terrible.
No.
So shout out to Kyle Hoynacki. Let us know why you're McCoy now, though. I'm curious. Maybe he's like witness protection or something, and now we're calling him out, and now someone's going to go kill him.
That could be. He was a pretty good employee.
We're getting out of here. Hasta luego. Goodbye.
Bye.